This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, talking about America's moral responsibility for global warming. There is now an overwhelming scientific consensus that humans have played a major role in increased global warming since the Industrial Revolution. The American contribution is way out of proportion compared to other countries. Each American is responsible for 5 tons of carbon released into the atmosphere each year, while each Japanese and European produce 2.25 tons annually. The world average is 1 ton per person. As Henry Miller, a fellow with the conservative Hoover Institution, states, like the sinking of the Titanic, catastrophes are not democratic. A much higher fraction of passengers from the cheaper decks were lost. We'll see the same phenomenon with global warming. With 10% of the world's population, Americans and Europeans produce two-thirds of the carbon, while Africa, with 13%, produces only 3% of the emissions. For every $100 the U.S. and Europe spends on mitigating global warming in their own countries, they give only $1 to Africans to solve problems for which they are largely not responsible. Global warming will have the most impact in the Arctic and all countries near the equator, causing the polar ice cap to melt and producing more powerful hurricanes and cyclones. In 2006, countries fronting the eastern Pacific were devastated by monster cyclones. Global warming is also accelerating the loss of arable land to desert, and droughts will be longer and more severe. China alone loses 1,400 square miles of land to desert each year, and Kazakhstan has lost half its cropland since 1980. Rising sea levels caused by melting glaciers and ice packs will dramatically impact low-level countries such as the Philippines, Indonesia, Pacific Island nations, and Bangladesh, where more than 150 million people are living on land the size of Iowa, barely above sea level. Melting glaciers in the Himalayas that empty into 3 major rivers, combined with rising sea levels and higher tides, will permanently flood 1/4 of Bangladesh by the end of the century. Another way to look at the global impact of climate change is in terms of economic losses and reduction in gross national product. Sir Nicholas Stern, a World Bank economist, has estimated that for every degree of global warming, there will be an average reduction of 1% of world GNP. But because of the fragile economies of third world countries, the economic impact there will be far worse. If nothing is done to stem global warming, Stern predicts that the world economy will suffer a permanent loss of 20%, with poor countries suffering the most. A simple moral truth is that if you injure people or directly affect their livelihoods, then they are owed compensation. Stern proposes that there are 2 ways to meet our moral obligations in this matter. First, we could levy a carbon tax, and that would, of course, fall heaviest on Americans. The tax proceeds would be placed in a fund to alleviate the effects of climate change in other countries. The second solution is carbon rationing, by which businesses and institutions could sell the carbon allotment they do not use and then consume non-carbon-based energy instead. Many of us are now doing that by buying wind power shares from our local utilities. Scientists predict that there will soon become a tipping point when, no matter what we do, the planet will continue to warm for centuries. Now is the time for the world's governments to act decisively. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgeyer@adelphia.net or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.